KD2AIT listening.
What's the listening to?
Oh, now, watch, just see where you were.
Yeah, we're right here, or there, somewhere. Yeah, it's 9 o'clock, anyways, already, here we go. Good evening, this is WX2PJR, my name is Paul, with the Black River Valley Service Net. This net meets nightly at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Repeater, 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and any interested hams are encouraged to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic at this time? Not hearing any. Are there any mobiles or portables out there wishing to check in? Please call WX2PJR. Also not hearing any. I will now take regulars and guests. Call WX2PJR. My name is Paul.
KE2VLA.
KD2AIT, good evening.
Alright, I've got KA2VLA and KD2AIT. Currently here it's 31 degrees and snowing. Yay. April 20th and snow. Gotta love it. Got a little bit of a dusting on the ground out there too. Kind of funny, I got a weather station here that does a graph, and yesterday when it went from 75, it literally just nosedived, like the stock market just went straight down. Like 6:30, it just dive bombed to 45 in less than half an hour. Anyways, KA2VLA, Clint, come on in.
Good evening, this is KA2VLA. Haven't got much to report. I did drive up to camp with my son-in-law. Met Jeff. KD2AIT along the road. He was just coming out from his camp. It's the first time I've been into our camp since last November and December. Seemed good to see it again. We didn't stay around long. The kids were just going along and Joni was exercising her dog. The rest of the time I just put it around on the yard, cleaning up the yard a little bit. So we'll say 73, KA2VLA.
All right, there, Clint, not too bad with that. Yeah, I got to see the camp at least, it's good. But it wasn't warmer. Oh well, time will come, I'm sure. And Jeff wasn't hitchhiking, was he? Hi, hi. Anyways, I guess no my nonsense on that one. So, let's see here, let's go down to Jeff there, KDTAIT. Jeff, come on in.
Hi, good evening. No, not hitchhiking tonight. This is KD2AIT. Now we're back down here at camp. I had to go out and drop the boys off. I had stuff to do, and I wanted to spend another night up here. Let's see, we got up today, and we took our time and made some breakfast, and then we went out and we did some work out in the woods, clearing some treetops and some, we're just doing some general work out there where we have some, where we're planning on putting a stand and whatnot, and then we got back here and we had a little lunch, and we went out target shooting for a little bit, doing my civic duty and making sure the kids understand how firearms work. And making sure they try to keep sharp on their skills. And then I got them home, took a shower, and headed on back here. We had a high here today of 45, a low of 29, and right now it's 30 degrees. And it was snowing here for a little bit, and then it stopped, and it's been on and off like that all day pretty much. So nothing really accumulated on the ground. For a minute there it did, and then it all melted. So that's about it. WX2PJR, this is KD2AIT. We'll be clear and listening.
All right there, Jeff. Not too bad with that. Yeah, I got to keep, firearm skills, all that stuff. Nothing wrong with that. Do it while they can, I guess. Kind of interesting with the way that's going, but it seems to have taken a back burner at the moment, which, I don't know, good thing, bad thing, but most likely it's a good thing. Anyways, get that all in the camp there. Sounds fun. Be nice for a little warmer, but all in all, I guess nice quiet time up there. So thanks for the check-in there, and have a good one. And what is it? It's 31 here, and just that wind is kind of bitey too. It's been windy all day here, and it was cold. It's just kind of crazy what one day can bring. Actually, what was it? Just a few hours can bring from yesterday. Wow. I couldn't believe it from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock yesterday. It's just like, wow, a night and day. Anyways, thanks for the check-in. Have a good one. And let's see, I'm at the bottom of the list. Anyone else out there wishing to check in to the Black River Valley ServiceNet? This is WX2PJR.
WX2PJR, WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ. Must be an echo link. It's a little stretchy, but... or not really, it's clippy, I should say. Anyways, come on in.
Yeah, this is the handler's John on Echolink. I'm down here in the Hudson Valley. Temperature today hit a high of 60. We're currently at 49. We're actually supposed to drop into 20s tonight. So for Jeff, that probably doesn't bode well up the North Lake. nothing else to report. I'm just sitting here working on a new application I bought for my iMac and going through the tutorials on it, and that'll keep me busy for the rest of the evening. So back to you, WB2REQ.
Not right there, John. Not too bad with that. The application there, it's going to be fun, I'm sure. New software, good times. Figure it out and get to use it quite well, I guess. And we're supposed to get in the mid-20s here as well up here, so it's going to be a chilly one. Frogs will stop chirping, I'm sure. Anyways, John, thanks for the check-in there. Not sure if that tornado was around you yesterday. I'm thinking it was in your neck of the woods. It might have been a little bit west or south of you. Saw there was a tornado there, touchdown. Where was it now? I believe it was gotta look now. Yeah, Delaware County and Chenango County down there. Don't know if that's south of you or not. Don't have a map in front of me. But anyways, sounded kind of rough. So I see the path it made there, about a mile, about 4 miles long. So anyways, because it wasn't too strong, EF1. But still kind of crazy for this time of year. Hard to believe it was that warm for it yesterday, and today we're getting snow. Hello there. Anyways, have fun with the software there, and thanks for the check-in. And let's see, anyone else out there for the Black River Valley ServiceNet? Call WX2PJR.
KC2NDU.
KC2, is that Mike Delta Uniform? Come on in.
November Bravo Uniform. Yeah, we got 28 degrees up on the hill here, and it's quieting down nice. Windy and snowy today. Looking forward to the ground freezing. I'm hoping to get a trailer out without damaging the lawn too awful bad tomorrow morning. Over.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it hardens up a little bit. It's supposed to get wet. Yeah, in the 20s, so maybe it'll harden up just enough to not crush everything a little bit. So you're getting a new, modular or a mobile home in there or what?
No, I've got a equipment trailer parked out back on the back lawn, and it was literally... a swamp back there the past few days. It's standing water. And if I drove down there with a four-wheel drive to pull it out, it would sink. So I'm hoping that tomorrow we'll get enough frost that it firms up that I can take the four-wheeler down and with the big wide tires and get it out of there so I can use it.
Oh, misheard that. All right. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, probably be good then. Hopefully it does get better for that, not sliding and slipping and everything else all over the place. All right. Yeah, thanks for the check in there. What's the handle there, by the way?
This is Ray.
Hey.
Potato Hill.
Have a good one there. Hopefully that works out for you. And let's see, anyone else out there wishing to check into the Black River Valley Service Net? This is WX2 PJR.
KD2 AIT additional.
Go ahead with the additional.
WB2 LUQ, could you hang around, go out to the net?
Yeah, that's affirmative. WB2 LUQ.
Thank you, KD2 AIT clear.
Alrighty. This is WX2 PJR with the Black River Valley Service Net. Anyone else out there wishing to check in? Please call in. W2WKD. W2WKD, come on in.
Hey, good evening. How's everything going up your way?
Other than the occasional snowflake and wanting spring to arrive. Everything's fine.
You know, I noticed a couple of snowflakes this afternoon when I was out walking the dog.
Yeah, it's been kind of blustery and snowy here after yesterday's 75. It's kind of a reality slap in the face. It's like, what happened? Where did it go?
Well, what's the old saying? If you want the weather to change, just wait 5 minutes in New York.
Pretty much, that's the way it goes. Oh, well, it's just one of those things. Yep, don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes. It'll change. The sun will come out, rain, snow, thunder, lightning, whatever. Yep. Oh, well. Anyways, anything to add there?
Oh, pretty quiet day. I usually leave the radio on one of the HF bands during the day. I had it on 10 meters today, and I guess it's been pretty dead for about a week, but I managed to squeak through one contact down into Uruguay by transmitting on vertical and receiving on horizontal. There was so much noise in the band compared to the strength of the signal.
Yeah, 10 meters is probably quieter than half the bands right now. We've got so many QSO parties going on. I turned on the radio when I got home from work here. I had it on 40 meters. I was like, what's going on? It's like, oh, that's right. There's about 15 QSO parties going on and all other special events and everything else. And so, yeah, the band was all sorts of crazy active. It was like, wow, haven't heard it this crazy in a while. But anyways, at least it's clean. So I moved up to 20 meters where it was a little less noisy.
Yeah, that's why I stuck it up on 10. It's been pretty dead up there, but every once in a while a signal will come through that you can make use of, but there isn't much traffic up there, so if you can hear them, you usually can get back to them pretty quick without much competition.
Exactly, that's why I got to that 40 meters. It's like, no, there's no way. But anyways, yeah, go where it's a little less hectic. Anyways, though, anything else, Dad? Get back to the net here. Alright, let's see here. Thanks for the check-in there, and have a good one. And let's see, anyone else out there with the Black River Valley Service Net called WX2PJR? Yeah, I guess I'll make this last call. Last call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Anyone else out there wishing to check in, please call them. Alrighty, this is WX2PJR at 6 check-ins tonight and 17 minutes of airtime. I'd like to thank everybody for checking in tonight. And this is WX2PJR now returning the 146-655 repeater back to normal with Jeff. Thanks everybody for checking in. This is WX2PJR. Be clear.
WB2RUQ, this is KD2AIT.
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ.
Yeah, part of the shooting there today, I took the those two new additions there out and played some targets with them back there. That 22 there, I must have fired about, almost 90 or 100 rounds through it. and it shoots lower than I'm used. You know, I had to aim at the bottom of the target, kind of to get the center from where I was standing. I'm not sure. I got probably fired it a little more, but and the other one there, I was hit or miss with that. I think I gotta play around with that one a little more too. But it was an interesting time.
Okay, so what you're saying is they're not sighted in.
Well, they're not sighted in for me, I guess. That's what I'm saying. But by the end of it, I was able to hit the target wherever I wanted to with the 22. I just aimed lower than what I'm used to. So it's probably, for him, it was probably perfect, you know. And for me, well, it was just different. And next time I get Kevin up here, we'll play around and get it adjusted. And yeah, I mean, once I figured out where it was shooting, then I was pretty accurate with it, so I was kind of happy. The other one, though, the 38 there, that one was a little trickier. So I didn't fire that many rounds through it, though. Maybe, I think, 6 or 12, or maybe 12 or 18, somewhere in there. But, yeah, it was pretty neat.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, excellent. Well, enjoy your evening up at camp. It's probably going to get chilly. We're supposed to be down high 20s tonight, like 28. And there's a chill out there. I mean, I can feel it. Even today, even though we hit 60, the wind was blowing, so we had a pretty good wind chill. So we're going to be in the 50, high 50s for the next few days down here. So we're in a bit of a cool patch.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool right now. I keep watching the thermometer here, and it's bumping between 29 and 31 already. But that's all right. Before I took the boys off, I made sure they stacked in plenty of wood in here in the camp. It's about 70 degrees in here right now. So it's nice to just sitting here listening to music and cleaning up those guns and having a cold one and just kicking back, listening to the radio.
Okay. Well, enjoy. And I'm going to go back in this program here I'm working with and go watch a little bit of TV and call it a night. So, KV2AIT, this is WB2RUQ, listening for your final.
All right, well, enjoy the new application there. I'm going to get this thing cleaned up, and then I got some other little projects I want to get done here inside. I got some more furniture I brought in today, so I want to get some stuff put away, and just get the place straightened up. So, all right, we'll catch up with you later. WB2RUQ, this is KV2AIT, Claire.
Peter in use and 2KKL. This is N2KKL for Austin. Are there any stations wishing to sign in with or without traffic?
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Pauline. No traffic.
KD2AIT. Thanks, Jeff. Any others? This is N2KKL for Austin. Are there any others wishing to sign in? Alrighty. 7-3 Jeff, have a good evening. This is N2KKL closing down from Austin, and QSY back to 17.
Good evening, KD2EIT Clear.